Oh, hello, friends. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. I'm really guess what I got? Another fucking box. You probably read the title. This isn't a surprise. Or did you just click? Did you just click? That's cute. Hi. So I, you know, I'm buying shit all the time because I have nothing better to do with my life. Another box showed up, and this one's a little bit different in that I know what should be in it, kind of. So I'll tell you the story quickly. It's not very exciting, but I think it's exciting. It's not, it's dumb. So I purchased two different toys from a shop called Phoenix Flame Forge, and the shop doesn't do combined shipping, so despite buying both of them the same day and them shipping the same day, they're both in separate boxes, and one went to Ontario, which is not where I live. I am nowhere close to Ontario. So the other box, like, these two were traveling together, by shipping, like, by tracking, they were traveling side by side until a couple days ago when one decided to go for a, detour journey around fucking Ontario. So I don't know what one showed up. I could technically start comparing tracking numbers and figure it out, but I kind of like the mystery of finding out what's in the box. Hopefully not a head, unless I ordered a head. Did I order a head? I would like to order a head, actually. I'll talk about that another time. Okay. So I don't know what's in here. I have two different models, quote unquote, on the way. One is a dong type model called I'm gonna stumble on it. I know how to say it, but I'm gonna stumble on it anyway. Ananthema. And it looks pretty cool. It's got like spikes up and down the shaft. Is that the ones in the box? Or I ordered another model called an Elva, and the Elva is really cool in that it's a hand, but like it's shaped like it's fingering you. It just looks like a really cool sculpt. So I don't know what's in the box. What's in the box? So a little bit about Phoenix. Make sure I'm saying their name right, because that'd be really rude if I said it wrong. Phoenix Flame Forge. They have some really fucking cool shit, but they're a one-person shop, so their stuff, it comes out when it comes out. They have at least a few more things that I'm like, I would like that too, please. Gib. Or sell. I'll pay. So anyway, really quickly, for people that are worried about discreet shipping, it's just a white plain box, and my item is called a novelty sculpture, which is accurate. Not everybody uses the dicks they buy, which, I'm okay. Part of my mind was like, excuse me, what? Then I was like, oh no, that makes sense. 'Cause I definitely have some pieces that, I would happily, come on. Let me pick some tape for 20 minutes. There's some of my sculpts I would happily put out on display because they just look really cool. Like my Aerith from Kudu Voodoo. We're not talking about that. Okay. The Elva is one of those types of sculpts where I would be tempted to put it out on display, just because the pictures make it look fucking cool. I don't know, I like art. So really quickly, both of these, I'm kind of excited. Obviously I'm excited for both of them, but I really like it when I can get colors that I prefer. I've talked at length about how I'm not that picky, but I like it when I can get colors I like. And both of these are in like color schemes that I am excited about. So, yeah. Let's. I got the tape undone. Let's open the box. So I guess right off the bat we got pink tissue paper. Ooh, there's my invoice. Always check your invoice. Sometimes they have discount codes or stickers. Ooh, or cute business cards. Yes. Another really nice care card. I like when shops make nice care cards. I don't care. They all say the same thing. I'll save them all just because I like it. Okay. 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 Pink tissue paper. So crinkly. I'm sorry. What do I got? Oh my god! Oh shit. Okay. I'm so excited. So first things first, let me talk about what else I got in the box. This is so sweet. The shop I know does various shops do things that are generally known as squishies, which are like cute little, often animal type sculptures that are also poured out of silicone, and there's so many cute ones out there. Like, if you're not, I'm just gonna crinkle the bag a bit. If you're not into silicone dicks, but you have an appreciation for like the pouring and stuff like that, they're a really cute way to kind of get into collecting silicone sculptures. Maybe I'll do a thing about my squishies sometime. They're not made for putting in yourself, but they are all made out of the same materials as the dongs, and you know, use at your own risk is my theory. You can fuck anything if you're brave enough. I wouldn't encourage some of it, but watch people do weird shit to their bodies. Anyway, that's a really long way to get me around to say I got a squishy. The store does Phoenix Flame Forge does squishies called Desk Guardians, and they didn't restock them this time because it's a one person shop. They didn't have fucking time. Like the person was literally fighting against a hurricane to post their drop. So, guys, these shop owners are busting their asses. Anyway, I got a squishy. They didn't have Desk Guardians to buy, but I got a Desk Guardian. I'm so happy. He's so cute. he's like a little horned wolf with wings. Wings or a mane? It's a mane. He's all curled up. Oh my fucking god, he's adorable. That's a really, really lovely extra. I got something I can put in my vagina, and I'm talking about the squishy thing. That's how much I like extras. Especially ones I fucking didn't expect. Hi. This is editing bits just popping in to make a really quick note regarding the squishy figure that came with my Elva. So I didn't put two and two together when I opened the box. This particular squishy design is actually kind of a special one. The shop creator, so I should say first off, its name is Soba, and the shop creator actually designed it for a friend who they then lost, and as kind of a way to keep their friend's spirit alive and let their kind of like spread that joy, they will occasionally release one of these like you just maybe get one at random. And I kind of just got one at random, and I just feel it's just like a little bit extra special that way too, because it's a really bittersweet story, and I just thought I would share it. It's kind of the nice thing about this weird little like niche of creators is you get to know people as people, and I just think it's such a sweet gesture. Anyway, back to me talking about getting fucked. Bye.
Okay. Great news, everybody. It's a toy. I'm gonna take it out of the bag because I don't listen to my own advice. And I take shit out of the bag almost immediately. Do as I say, not as I do. I hope you like plastic bag ASMR. I would like to talk about handshakes for a moment. Okay. It is the Elva. So the other part of the story was this one was like a really, oh, it sat there 30 seconds too long, I need to buy it moment, where I maybe wasn't supposed to buy it, but it was just sitting there waiting for me, and it's in my colors. I have a scaly hand. Oh, okay. Sorry, my brain's just like fucking off. So Elva is the hand design. There will be pictures on my profile as per usual. Holy f- this is it's kind of exactly what I was hoping it would be. I'm so okay, so we can talk about the color now. So the reason why this one really caught my attention, I have a real affinity for toys in like an orange, yellow, pink, purple type combo, because as a child, I had a My Little Pony that was those colors, and it's just stuck to me as like a really fun color combo, and that's what this is. It's yellow. The pink over the yellow makes it look orange, down to like a purple base. I love it. Okay. You ever shake hands with somebody and they just like don't put any effort into the grip whatsoever, and you're just like, that was not a good handshake. So it's forming the like, it's like if he was pointing a gun at you, not a gun, making like the gun hand, pinky finger, ring finger pulled back, forefinger, middle finger forward, and then the thumb is also forward. So if you really want to, you can get three finger action. They're so fucking thick. Oh my god. Or you could do some two hole stuff. Oh god, the scale. Okay, this I come back to the sculpt was part of. The sculpt was one of those things where I was like, even if for some reason the toy doesn't work for me, the sculpt is so cool because it's got like dragon stone type texture on the sides of the claws / fingers, and then Ripley scales on the back. And it's like, honestly, so the whole sculpt is not, if I were to do that thing where I'm like comparing my finger size to his, I was gonna say it's pretty close, but no, it isn't. His fingers are twice as long as mine. Oh no, what are you gonna do with those? I'm getting real like Beast from Beauty and the Beast vibes from it in a certain kind of way, just because it's so thawk looking. I can hold hands with my monster boyfriend now. Don't be jealous. You can get one too. Just follow Phoenix Flame Forge on Twitter and give them all your money. I got a Death Guardian too. Okay. God damn. All right. There's fucking excellent people making shit out there. I'm going to do my as-is tradition break to go wash the toy. I'll put my dumb music here, maybe. Fuck yeah! I'm so glad it got here. I literally have another toy that's been lost in the mail for a month. This one got here in like a week and a half. Very happy. Okay, wash him. Go wash him. He's got dirty hands. Don't forget to wash your hands, you know? Under the nails, too. Nobody likes dirty fingers in their cunt. Guys, I'm back. Okay, that's tape. It's just so fucking pretty. I didn't even talk about the fact that like it's got a shimmer and the pink is kind of swirly over the yellow and purple. It's a good toy. Go look at the pictures. I think I might have finally figured out how to take better pictures. More than just like point and clicking. I think I'm gonna make it pretty. Ooh, my thing was inspected by somebody. Maybe that came from something else. That'd be funny. How is it expected in China? I thought it came from Florida. Okay. I'm just really enamored with the design. All looks don't matter, but they kind of do. So he's got like claws on the tip too. Ooh, oh no, I hope he doesn't hurt me. I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't sure if I was gonna play with him right out of the box, because I haven't been feeling it today. Oh, gasp! But getting out of the box and seeing how pretty it is, I want to put it in me. Forgive me while I get myself figured out. It's like we're holding hands while he fingers me. Oh, I think I'm in love. Okay. Well, I'm gonna try to focus my fucking best, but Okay, what's going on, huh? What's happening, chick? Sorry, I'm just like, I'm really trapped in the idea of a fucking monster fingering me. Fingering me. My mouth is really dexterous in other ways, though. Oh my God, House Goblin. That's less sexy. Unless I imagine it as cries of souls from the underworld. While my demon, my new demon husband fucks me. Okay, wasn't interested in fucking, you know, I'm really interested in fucking. Fucking sue me. I guess, like, in comparison to other toys, he's not like. He's a good girth. I think A good. A-okay. It's fine. We're fine. We're fine. What was I talking about? Oh, fucking whore for goddamn fucking riches, I guess. If I'm taking half a moment to stop moaning and think a little, a tiniest bit critically, I'm not coming enough. But that's a bit on me. The bass is a bit hard to hold on to. If I'm just using the two fingers to play, it's fine because I can kind of wrap my hand around the thumb and use that for leverage, which is I kind of love that. Oh. On the other hand, the
base is really good for just setting it down and grinding, because it's not really... Some of the larger floppy-ish toys, if they'll flop around a little bit just because they're dumb fucking toys. And I appreciate a piece for that. It's a trade-off. Like, oh, me. Saying something, and then I forgot. Maybe if I play with myself, it'll come back. Oh, fuck me. Base makes them real good for grinding. Oh. Yes. Feels good, man. Oh.
I don't know how to put it. Thinking, I need a drink. Drink! I hydrate. I even have something with a straw today. So I'm not fucking with that goddamn... I guess we'll just fucking finish ourselves off then. Stop. Don't stop. Fucking, I want the three fingers just one time. Or is a better answer. Oh, it's so dirty. This is something I was Yeah, so I think I mentioned you could do DP, like do both holes or just do one hole. It's kind of just nice on the asshole, I'm not gonna lie. Just the thumb rubbing there. Oh, that's horrible. Don't do that. No, I didn't say the safe word. Keep it up. And then, like, the scaly ridges are at the right angle to hit my clit. I am delighted. Fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Meow. It's just the sound of the souls from the depth. They're cheering for the orgasms. Yay, me too. I like it. It's cool. It's pretty. It's got a couple different points of stimulation in one go. Extra great. Real big fan. I think my single complaint would be I want a bigger one and a smaller one. And then maybe like... So this one's a right hand. I need a left hand so they can clap. It'd be a goddamn horror show. But I want it. I just want to make the perfect silicone boyfriend.
Part of that includes being able to swap them out to make them a girlfriend, I think. I don't know why I added that. Let's talk about the toy that we're fucking riding. Yeah, I want a bigger one. I want a bigger one. It's good. I do like... So, in general, I wouldn't call this a tapered design, per se, but, like, I do like having a larger bulk going into my cunt, because I'm a whore, and, this guy's more tapered design, so I don't get, like, that really full inside feeling, but he's so much fun. He's thick, and those ripples are all hitting, like, the entrance and the area of the whole vagina that really appreciates ripples. Those hit. Oh, those scales are fucking... I was really, really like this. I really like the design in general. Oh no, that's my asshole. Stop. A plus. dies. I really like it. I'm really excited to add it to the shelf and show it off and give it kind of a special spot because it's really pretty. It's really cool. And it's fun. Oh my god, it's so fun. I think I don't know what else to say. Where's the rest of him? Yeah, that's my review. A plus. I really, in general, I would encourage people to check out the shop because they have some really, really cool stuff. I'm just so impressed. If you like what I'm doing here, but you don't want to talk somewhere where people can see you, I got an anonymous feedback form somewhere in the thing. Check out my profile for more information on my dicks, among other things. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end, especially when I'm just breathing heavily. but yeah, I hope you're having a really good day and a really good week, and I'll talk to you later. Bye!
Hi, this is just my little ending bit where I say, this review is not sponsored in any sort of way. I'm not receiving any sort of kickback. I purchased the toy and paid all of the lovely shipping by myself. And, just to cover my ass, not sponsored, all my own dumb opinion. Thank you so much for listening though. Bye.